MC3 Show.
Welcome to another episode of the AC Green Show podcast. In case you don't know, this is Critical Thinking Space. If you like thought-provoking conversation and information, you're going to love this. If you don't, stick around. You may get used to it. All right. I'm pro-black, but that does not mean I'm anti anything else necessarily. All right. Hey, listen, I want to deal with how we look at messaging. Yeah, some of you all are business owners. Some of you want to do better in communicating with people on your job. Some of you want to be more effective in dating and relationships. Every one of those things and more require great messaging. What you say and how clear you say it matters. When I say how clear, I don't mean that you articulate well, like I'm doing right now. What I'm saying is, what comes across has to be a straight line to the target. If you have a convoluted message, for instance, people are going to see it however they see it. But if you have a direct, straight message, then they'll see it direct and straight. So if a lover says to the other, you know, I love you, but I have to consider my feelings. What are you going to think about that? They say, hey, I love you, but I have to consider my feelings. That is a convoluted message. On the other hand, if a lover says to the other, you know, I really love you and I want to demonstrate my love for you every chance I get, it's going to make you feel a whole lot more comforted and comfortable. In business, you want to make sure you have a very clear message because people purchase based on what they feel good about. And it's very difficult for people to feel good about something when they don't clearly understand a message. So let's say you have a store and your store today is going to sell polka dot and pink scarves. All right. And you're marketing this idea and you're talking to people about this idea. And as you talk to them about the polka dot and pink scarves, you always throw in the color blue somewhere in your conversation. Ah, not good. Messaging should be clear as a bell. All right. In a minute, I'm going to talk about how to further the messaging with the application. Let's take politics and political parties. Right now in this country, we have an election coming up for president. So you have the Democrats, you have the Republicans, and the Democratic side, you have Joe Biden that's going to be going up against Donald Trump. Big conversation now is, should we defund the police? So on the Republican side, the president, Donald Trump, he's saying, no, we're not going to defund the police. We're not going to do that. And on the Democratic side, many of the Democrats want to be connected with those in the street protesting because they want to function with the masses so that the masses ultimately will see it their way and vote Democratic. Well, the Democrats have a somewhat mixed message because they want to be on the side of those who are protesting saying defund the police, but they can't quite say that because there is an election coming up and, you know, public safety is the number one thing that people think about when they vote. So they can't say defund the police, but then they want to be on the side of the protesters too. So they come up with somewhat of a convoluted message. And convoluted messaging, everybody, doesn't win. So nobody knows what's going to happen with the election. But if the one side says we are not going to defund the police, and the other side says we're going to consider what the protesters are saying, but we're not in favor of defunding the police, that's not a very clear message. And you'll find over time that those who have the clearest message, it shows strength and it brings clarity to people that believe like you believe. And what you're actually doing when you give a clear message, you're letting those who believe like you believe have a direct way to connect. So if people don't get a clear message, they don't have a direct way to connect. It's kind of like having an outlet that has the plug on the other side, but the plug does not quite fit into the holes of the outlet. You know that the intention is to get electricity through, but they don't fit. The messaging has to fit the thought of people so that people can identify how they can connect. That's when the magic happens, when people connect. Clearer messaging, greater connection. The clearer the message, the greater the connection. So now let's quickly talk about application. Once you have articulated a clear message, whether it's to your lover, to the other, and you say, hey, baby, I love you, right? Once you have clearly articulated your business message about having polka dot and pink scarves, now the application. Full win is when the message articulation and the application connect well. So if you say, baby, I love you and I'm going to show you in every way I possibly can, and then you actually do show in every way you possibly can connection. And if you say, I have polka dot and pink scarves, and when they get to your business, they see polka dot and pink scarves everywhere, right in their faces, you've connected. Now, you may have other things in your store, but you need to have the polka dot and pink right up front. It's like a big chain store, man, advertising something on TV. And then when you get there, you don't see it anywhere. No, the first thing you see should be there because you want to connect and bring application to that message. Or let's go all the way to the political dynamic. I mean, in a perfect world, your political message can connect an application. Does it happen like that? Most times it does not. People trying to get elected will say almost anything to get elected. And then once they get in there, it's totally different. But if ever that the message that you articulated is so clear and then application happens, then guess what? So in the defunding the police situation, let's say that the message is, I am not going to defund the police. And by God, if they win the election, they indeed don't defund the police, then that's great application. That's a great connection. Some years ago, George Bush, not the last George Bush, but the father who has passed away, he said in a campaign, no new taxes. He was very clear about the message, but the application was bad. That's why he lost the election the next time. Because in fact, when he got into office, there were tons of new taxes. So ideally what you want to do is to be able to articulate a very clear, clean message and then bring application to it because you actually showcase what that message was. That is the magic that will have you winning every single time. One of the things that people love in life is certainty. So when you can articulate a clean, clear message that people can attach themselves to, and then you bring great application, you've just brought certainty and people will trust you because people love. It is a natural human desire to always connect with what they know is going to be certain. Ever been to a restaurant? And every time you go, the message was clear. Yeah, the TV commercials, the radio commercials, what people said about it was clear. That dish is great. And you get there and it was great. Went another time and it wasn't as good. The next time it wasn't as good as the last time. So the application didn't connect with the messaging. But when messaging and application connect, you will be winning. Yeah. All right, everybody. Hey, listen, I'm checking the latest podcast tomorrow because I'll have another one. I guarantee you that. And the YouTube shows, make sure you go to the website, theacgreenshow.com, and look for the YouTube banner and click and subscribe. Click the bell so we can let you know when the new YouTube shows are loaded. All right. I love talking to you. And until next time, be well.